Our board has entered this issue thoughtfully and with the help and advice from our community, really beginning in November. We convened legal service partners, we conducted an analysis of resources available in our community, and we asked our departments internally that serve this immigrant community what was happening with people's enrollment in important services to ensure their health and safety and welfare during these times. We found that our nonprofit organizations, while mighty and doing amazing work in our community, are under-resourced and significantly and severely under-resourced to provide the kind of legal services that are needed at this time. And so we launched with partners in the private and philanthropic centers, the Sonoma County Secure Families Fund. And this is a wonderful opportunity for not only the county, but all of the cities located in our jurisdictions, for folks in the private sector, for folks in the nonprofit sector to come together. And the goal is to raise $2 million over the next 3 years. And that will go to provide very important legal service resources to those folks who need them most at this time.
That fund will be a significant, if modest, addition to help with needed services. Next to address the SRJC crowd, Bernice Espinoza, Deputy Public Defender for Sonoma County. She tells a story that hints at the complex legal situations young men and women face as they apply for DACA and undergo the scrutiny and expense connected with acceptance in the program.
I had a client. This person was a young man and had been kicked out of his home after he came out of the closet. He was brought here thinking that he was going to go visit Disneyland for the first time. He lets us know he still has never been to Disneyland. But being queer, being undocumented, and having no job security, he took the advice of some people that took advantage of him and said, hey, you know, there's this abandoned property, you could harvest some marijuana here, and that would keep your livelihood. Well, that particular situation would mean it would be an aggravated felony, which means he could actually face up to 20 years in federal prison if he was deported and then tried to return. He'd been here since he was only 4 years old, but he was DACA eligible. And we worked with the district attorney's office and the other parties in order to make sure that he could get his eligibility. My role here is to help all of you who may have had interactions with law enforcement. Under the current administration, you are particularly vulnerable. The Trump administration has said that those who have even been accused, not even just with convictions, but cases dismissed, are a priority for removal. So for all individuals who are not US citizens, who've had interactions with law enforcement and would like to have advice, my office is here to serve you.
Sonoma County Public Defender Bernice Espinoza. Before her, we heard Chief Deputy County Counsel Alegria de la Cruz. They spoke about DACA and immigration at Santa Rosa Junior College last week. I'm Steve Mencher for KRCB's North Bay Report.